Let's talk about another beautiful song, Bless Your Name. Tell us about that.
Praise God. It sounds like I'm talking to a worshiper.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. The Lord blessed me with that song. It was during a writing time down in Nashville, Tennessee, where EMI is located. And a lot of times I go down there and spend some time just me and God in the writer's room, just trying to come up with new songs. Well, this song actually didn't come in the writer's room. It was after I got back to my hotel room. And sometimes it's just simple things that mean so much to me. And I know that as we try to develop the heart of God, that it's got to be the simple things that we do that that means so much to our Savior. And the song really starts off with my hands. I wanted to lift, you know, what do I do with my hands that gives glory to God? With my hands, I want to lift you. Well, and with my soul, I want to bless your holy name. So this song is just really a song that really blesses God and just makes a big deal out of who he is. And we don't do that enough. We just need to bless his name in the midst of everything that's going on. And it's also inspired by the scripture if you listen to the verses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed you went a little Caribbean sound with Oh, Give Him Glory.
Yeah, that's where we had the glory service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a special song to me because the song is really about giving God glory. It's a praise song. And what we do is in that glory service is we just keep taking the praise up higher and higher and higher, and the intent of the praise going up higher and higher with the key changes and really the music getting more intense is that we're real about this thing. We want our praise to reach the throne of God. And then because we know that God has heard our praise, then it's time to celebrate. Yeah, it's time to celebrate. That's why we can do our dance. Keep pressing on.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We got to press, man.
Hey.
You know we got to press.
You know it. Do I hear some house in there?
Oh, yeah, that's a little house thing going on.
All right.
yeah. And what's cool about this record, man, is that we really prayed not only about the direction of the full project, but we wanted to make sure that we had all of the songs that were supposed to be on this particular collection. And even though it's a worship album, it's a high energy album. So a lot of times when people think of worship, they just think of all slow melodic songs. But this album is different because it's a lot of high energy. And right there we're just admonishing people to keep pressing on the upper way. And when we say the upper way is really there again, we're trying to get to the throne of God. We're trying to be more like him. We don't want to give up. We don't want to be weary and well doing, but we're going someplace. We know where it is, and we got to press until we get there.
Now, when you are positioning songs on this project, is there a special reason why the last song is Praise Defeats the Enemy?
I'm going to tell you, man, that's what's really interesting about how the flow of the album went. We wanted the record to really flow. So the order that the songs are on the record is really the order that we recorded them in. And what happened that made that the last song on the album is that we skipped the song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so, but it all just worked out in divine order. Everybody's looking at the list, but somehow we ended up skipping the song, which put that at the last, at the very end of the album. And what a way to end an album.
Yes.
By just simply saying that, you know, it's the praise that's going to defeat the enemy. It's going to give you the strength that you need. And then we just have a sing-along and we just go crazy and just have everybody singing along at the end.